BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, thank you for downloading me. I'm Scott Mills and this is our daily podcast. All the best bits of our show every day for free. This is what happened today. Dan and Phil on Real or No Real. Me and Chris have a fashion shopping trip which went quite well. And we see how he went at his first ever regatta. And we notice the weird montages on the TV at Wimbledon. And you know what? We have a go at doing our own. That is a Scott Mills Daily for Monday, starting now. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. So the tennis was on yesterday. Andy Murray, what a lad.
Big up Andy Murray.
Yeah.
I take you're playing this music for the, like, the montages, right?
What were they? I've never seen them before.
They were amazing. It's like there was too many people there working on the BBC Sport. They needed something to do, so they had to keep making these montages.
Well, I'm sure their team was very efficiently run, but there were some weird montages between.
But they were of various things, including like a plane flying over or like.
So from what I can gather, every time they finished a set. And then there's a bit of a kind of gap, isn't there, where they have their water and, you know, wipe their face with a towel. So the players are doing that, and we got treated to an unexplained montage in between. Every time they finished a set, it seemed to be in slow motion what had just happened in that set.
Yeah, but it'd be like slow-mos of sweatbands and things like that.
Yeah, I saw one of, is it Djokovic?
Yeah, say it again.
Is it Djokovic?
Is it? It is.
Is it?
Djokovic.
It is. Saw one of him just kind of flexing his hand in slow motion.
That was on. Yeah.
And then Andy Murray's kind of face, like his bass face.
Yeah.
At one point. Just looking kind of in pain because it was 40 degrees. But all in slow motion. Now, this has not happened before in previous years, has it? Well, I don't think so.
There've been montages, but not like this. Not so regularly and of so little.
But no one explained them. So, the set would finish, everyone would cheer, and then straight into the weird montage of what had just happened, but in slow motion. Not anyone else find that a little bit strange? Because no one explained it. I was like, okay.
I like it.
Here's a man now. Oh, and he's hit the ball in slow motion.
And this was the music from it.
Yeah. I've managed to find the music. Hans Zimmer.
It's quite scary.
Yeah. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Hello, this is Scott. You right, Chris?
Well, no, I'm not.
What's up with you now?
I can't believe this, if this has actually happened, but...
I saw you just scurrying around outside. What are you doing?
Well, someone's robbed my hat.
What hat?
I bought a nice new hat with you. Do you remember?
That hat that you bought that... They had it on sale at the counter.
Yeah, and I grabbed it thinking, right, that looks like the right kind of thing I want to wear. I bought this in today because I'm going to start making it my thing.
Oh, please don't.
Well, I am.
Well, where is it?
This is it. Someone's robbed it. Someone's literally walked in and robbed it.
Was it in here?
And the only person I can really point the finger at is the only man I've seen walking past this studio lately.
Robin Thicke.
But you wouldn't think it'd be...
You'd think he'd be able to afford his own hat, really.
That is scandalous, isn't it?
Especially because that one was $7.99.
Someone has walked in
and he's just had a number one song.
Walked in here?
Where did you last have it?
Here. Left it at the back. Here.
Hello, I've turned into my mum. Where did you last have it?
I had it at the back here, and so someone has gone past the window, seen the hat, and robbed it.
No, it's not there.
I hope they're listening, because I'm coming for you.
God, you're so angry lately.
Well, I am, because you... don't take another man's hat.
So this is the hat that he wore to the... I don't say it like regatta, by the way. Someone's just like, yay, Scott Mills says regatta the same way that I do. Regatta. I don't. That's how Chris says it. Regatta. So you went to the Henley Regatta,
yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Was it good?
It was good. It was very sunny. So the problem with it, I don't know if I had a good time...
Or not.
No, because everything is better in the sun, isn't it?
Exactly.
I mean, you can literally be doing something awful.
Do you know what? I went to visit one of my friends yesterday, and they live in a really crap flat. Mm. But even that looked brilliant yesterday.
Oh,
everything just looks better in sun.
Yeah.
So you don't know, you're confused as to whether you actually enjoyed it or not.
Well, I don't know. I mean, would I enjoy it in rain?
Not so much.
Maybe not.
No.
But I mean, it was good. I saw no rowing.
Excellent.
Which is, I assumed you all lined up and you watched the, you watched the row, and that doesn't happen.
Did you see actually anything on the water at all?
Very little, no.
No.
I nearly fell in But that was
later on in the evening.
Probably the closest I got to. Yeah. But I mean, lovely event. Everyone's dressed up. It is like all I could think in my head is, you know that MGMT song from Made in Chelsea theme.
Oh yeah,
that's all I had in my head as I was walking around there.
Yeah.
Because it is like you're in the opening, the opening scene.
Yeah, it is like the opening credits, isn't it?
And you expect the Henry Regatta to come up in sort of writing in the bottom.
Yeah.
You know when you think you're on a TV show?
Can I just say, by the way, this hat that's gone missing, that wasn't part of the outfit that I chose for
no,
him.
No, right, so we went
it was
shopping.
It was one of those things that was on the counter and it was a last-minute purchase because they had them on offer as you were paying.
Yeah. But I grabbed it, and to be honest, I didn't wear it too much at the regatta thing because for fear of losing it. With the irony being now someone has robbed my hat.
Robin Thicke.
But I did wear it all day yesterday, and ideally from now on in the rest of my life.
You've worn it outside of the regatta?
Oh, yeah. No way. Wore it yesterday, yeah.
Also, I do have a slight thing that I want to say about your fashion at the weekend as well.
Okay.
Which I also didn't pick. Did I not tell you to not wear trainer socks with the boat shoes?
Right, I know this was
I saw it on Twitter.
Yes, I put a picture of me in this outfit that you got, like, helped me buy.
I'd like to point
Twitter.
Out that was nothing to do with me. I told him to go barefoot just in the shoes. He wore the trainer socks. Or should have taken Matt Evans's advice and just worn a lady's pop sock, but, and then you can't see him.
But wait, I've never had so many tweets from people about wearing socks. I was like, seriously?
Yes, that is a thing. It's a definite no-no. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Monday lunchtime with Scott Mills on Radio 1. Yes. I saw you just scurrying around outside. What are you doing?
Someone's robbed my hat.
I've got the legs out.
Oh, same.
Massive Summer Machine from Avicii next. So you went to the Henry Regatta,
yeah? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Actually, for you, that is not a bad tan. So you don't know, you're confused as to whether you actually enjoyed it or not.
So many tweets from people about wearing socks. I was like, seriously?
Yes. You'd think he'd be able to afford his own hat, really.
That is scandalous.
Scott Mills Daily. Greg James has no idea where he's staying tonight, but he will be sleeping with a listener. That's guaranteed.
Right.
All he knows is that it's going to be in Inverness in Scotland. When I say sleeping with a listener, he's going to be on their sofa. They would have given their sofa up for the night for Greg James. He's sofa surfing again.
He's done this before.
Yeah, he did last year. He's going to be doing it again. So he's going to be on the sofa of a listener. Do they have to be on there as well?
I don't think these are the rules.
Optional. Right, okay, so it's very kind of like loose in terms of...
I think you're hearing a title here and going way too specific.
Okay, right, so he just stays with a listener in their house.
I don't think he's even technically surfing.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, let's not analyse this too much, because I've never seen anyone surf on a sofa. If you have, then let us know. Different, but I have never heard of that. Anyway, he's going to be on the sofa of a listener in Inverness. He doesn't know where yet. Whose house?
Yeah.
We'll speak to him quite soon. Now, the thing is, when you go to someone's house, right, he won't have met this person before. It's a bit rude to go empty-handed, isn't it? You've got to take, like, a gift.
Mm.
Like some freshly baked goods. Or, just to say thank you. Because you're not paying any rent for the night. You're using their hot water. They're using their electricity. It's rude not to actually give them something, isn't it?
I know what you mean. I once was staying at someone's place and I brought round some pot puree. Is that how it's pronounced?
you can take that the wrong way.
But they did, yeah.
It's basically saying your house smells.
Well, I think they thought it was nice because it comes in a nice net, this purpure.
Say again?
Purpure. And it comes in a sort of net. It's like a net of, it seems like wood shavings. Yes. The kind of thing you'd find on the floor of a woods.
And what do you call that shaving?
the potpourri.
That's it.
Anyway, so I brought some of that round because it smelt good. Mm. But I didn't mean any offence by it. I thought it was just a nice decorative piece.
I know. Well, a few years ago, my friend moved into her new house in Southampton, and she's a larger girl. Mm. And I bought her a supply of donuts, like just like 12 donuts to say, you know, good luck with moving into your house. And
sure.
She let me stay a couple of nights, but then she was like, oh, you're saying I'm fat, are you? So you can't really win. But what we're going to do is we are going to give Greg James a present to give to his temporary landlord. So the person he's staying with tonight, we're going to give Greg a present to give to them. Only he won't know what it is, and we've wrapped it up.
Oh, this is going to be too much fun.
Could be particularly awkward. I'll speak to Greg in a bit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So just made our own montage there. I kind of just went by the book as they do on Wimbledon, like slowed it down, same music, came in from nowhere without any warning. Highlights of stuff that had just happened that you'd seen already or heard already.
Wasn't even necessarily the best bits.
No.
It just seemed to sort of drop in and out.
Kind of makes you realise how much rubbish we talk as well.
I still think it was. It sort of did well to show the show.
Well, yeah, Tony in London says, what a montage, really captured the show so far, amazing work. Some people have just tuned in and just think we've had a few beers before lunch.
I like the text from someone who texted in saying, isn't this what you sounded like on early mornings, Scott?
Yeah, just...
Monday lunchtime with Scott Mills on Radio 1.
That was a one-off. Can we stop talking about that?
I saw you just scurrying around outside. What are you doing?
Well, someone's robbed my hat.
I've got the legs out.
Yeah. I thought it was good.
Are we doing more of them?
I'd quite like to. Just kind of like montage of stuff you've just heard. Thanks, our friends at Wimbledon. Good idea.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
That is My Chemical Romance. And na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Well, I'm not being funny, but someone on this screen that's in front of me has put loads of nas on. I don't think there's that many in the original one. There's about 20 of them. There's not that many.
No. Well, and actually, no, because I seem to remember. What? Technically, maybe that is the title.
I know it's called Na Na Na, and then there's loads of other Nas in brackets, but there ain't that many. But no way.
Do you know what's mad is if you go onto the Radio 1 website now, I assume that's what's on there. Na 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 Na.
It says, oh yeah, of course, because what it says on my screen will come up on Now Playing on your... on your Radio 1 home screen.
Yeah, and some car stereos in there. No, there is actually loads of Nas. It's not a joke.
Okay, that's weird. My Chemical Romance, before that, Chaser Status. It's Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. Coming up a bit later, Dan and Phil play Real or No Real at 3:40. And Greg James is doing a bit of sofa surfing. We've got some people that have actually surfed a sofa before texting and saying it is possible. Getting a couple of emails as well.
Hmm.
Apparently you use a fan or something. I don't know.
I can't even imagine.
Hey, did you hear who was in the live lounge earlier? Robin Thicke. Remember this recent fact about him on Real or No Real?
Robin Thicke is 53 years old.
Now, that wasn't real, but he was in the live lounge. Did you see those scantily clad ladies he had with him?
I love it. I love how he's got to be surrounded by a small harem.
Every performance. So he did Blurred Lines, obviously, with the scantily clad ladies behind him. There will be a video of that later available.
Are they his security detail? You know, like in, what were they called in Austin Powers? The,
Fembots.
Fembots. Like, are they armed? Do you know what I mean? Like...
Or, like, they can shoot you from their boobs. I don't know. No, actually, because I saw his real-life security guard one, and he nearly floored me outside. I was just bringing in a cup of tea. He was like, you can't go through there! I was like, well, okay, stop me. And he did. For a while. So that was effective.
Stop me.
He also did a very soulful cover of I Love It off of Icona Pop. Videos online later today. For now, here is Robin Thicke from the Live Lounge earlier with Sarah and Blurred Lines.
One, two, three, ho! Everybody get up.
I love him and I love the guy on my first keyboard behind him. Robin Thicke, and Blurred Lines in the Live Lounge with Sarah Cox on BBC Radio 1. Did you hear the bit earlier where Sarah said, oh, it's nice of you to bring your nieces in?
Oh.
They weren't his nieces.
No. No, I missed that. Really?
No, yes.
Won't you?
Lovely of you to bring your nieces in. awkward. It's so Sarah. Video online later for Robin Thicke, and you can see those girls on the Radio 1 website a bit later on. Lucy's been on. Did anyone else hear the bum note at the beginning of Blurred Lines in the Live Lounge, followed by the keyboard player's reaction?
What?
Check it. Hey, hey, hey. Oh. Hey, hey, hey. I don't think it's him going, oh. I think that's Robin Thicke, but there's definitely a... And then someone going, oh. But I don't think that's the keyboard player going, oh, I'm rubbish. I think that is Robin going, oh. Do you know what I'm saying? Listen.
Hey, hey, hey. Oh.
Oh, no. Again. I could listen to that all day now. Just a little... It just goes wrong a little bit. Oh, I'm rubbish.
Daily.
So on Friday, I went to help my friend Chris here, who hates clothes shopping, to go and buy some clothes for his regatta, which was coming up on Saturday. So I was thinking boat shoes. I was thinking like nice fitted shirt with maybe some tailored shorts. He's never heard of any of those things, but I helped him. And I think it went well. You didn't even understand the concept of maybe wearing a shirt with shorts. You thought it always had to be a T-shirt.
Well, that's what I didn't get about this event. It just seemed to me that what we were aiming for was something that I would have thought would be very unfashionable.
No. But, when I sent that message to you about, yeah, you can wear a shirt with shorts and just roll the sleeves up, you texted about going, what is this madness? This is a mess.
Yeah.
But I think it went well. I mean, we went to 3 shops, which you've never been to before in your life. You just go to one for everything.
I think I do. I look back on that experience. I do think you did well because we agreed before us, expressly agreed this as well. We'll go to one shop.
I'm only going in one shop. If they haven't got it, I'm going.
But when I look back on the experience, when we couldn't find the right thing in shop...
The navy shorts.
Just the way you were in the shop as well. You were a good person to be with. There was very little stress.
Very relaxed, I tried to make it for you. I would always go ahead in front of you to clear the crowds. Well, not really clear the crowds, but just kind of make way for you because that's what you don't like. Like, it's quite claustrophobic. I did that on purpose. Did you notice that I talked to the lady shop assistant and asked for her opinion on the clothes that you were buying that you just just tried on in the dressing room?
It was good to have her involved because it suddenly gave... It is that other sort of level of reassurance.
And a girl perspective as well, you see, because you could be listening to me, I could be talking nonsense. So I brought her in. I was like, hey, pretty lady by the changing rooms, what do you think? And she was like, well, I'm not sure if it's a small or medium.
You're very good in the shop environment. The way you handle yourself, the way you move around that place is
I was a machine.
It was incredible. And you'd keep giving me incentives.
What, like a dog with a treat? If you come into this store, try on something and I'll give you a treat. What was the incentives?
A beer.
Oh, yeah. So you know how they do those surveys about when you've been shopping with people or any service and they do a kind of how did we do? How would you rate your experience with me on Friday?
I really enjoyed it. I mean, I've only ever been shopping a few times with other people, and it's been predominantly girls.
Okay, so one out of 10. One being not very stressful at all, 10 being really stressful.
What was not stressful? One.
One, yeah.
I'd say 3, and the only reason I'd say there was any stress were for conditions well outside of your control. But when you look at what the end result was, I had an outfit, and when I went to that thing the other day, I fitted right in.
You did?
Yes.
Okay.
So it must have been right.
Obviously, I can't account for the things that happened after I'd left, like the trainer socks with the boat shoes, which was, we all know, is a definite no.
Well, yeah.
And
I wear socks, Scott. I'm not. That was a step too far.
What was the other thing that I was like, well, I didn't do that? You didn't wear the shirt that we'd agreed.
No, I went for the secondary option.
Yeah,
on that
saw
shirt.
This on Twitter. But no, apart from that, I very much enjoyed it. Let's do it again sometime.
Maybe
we can get you like 4 outfits now in total.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hate predictive text.
What's up?
Like I've said it so many times. Why does my phone not recognise that that's the word I want to spell? Every time it diverts me to something else. Right, so my mum just texts me, which she often does during the show. I don't know why. Hi, Scott, how are you? Because I haven't rang her at the weekend. I've put all fine, got really bad gay fever. Now, that's obviously hay fever, but yeah. Like, I've spelt hay fever a number of times. Could you, like, not correct it?
What was her reply?
I've not heard anything back.
No.
There's nothing she doesn't already know. And now it's time for Dear Scott, the Posh Radio 4 lady. She's still here, and she reads out the stuff that you're saying to me. So get in touch. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, and we'll get her to read it out. It can be literally anything you want.
Dear Scott, I've had to demould my student flat before the landlord visits, as I rather enjoy living here and don't want to have to move. Yesterday, I began the demoulding and purchased a spray which worked wonders, taking all of the mould off. I was overjoyed with the results. Until this morning. See, the problem with this spray was that even though it removed the patches of mould, it replaced it with huge brown stains, which I've now found out cannot be painted over, leaving me with a mould-free bathroom. But it resembles the inside of a dank cave. What should I do to get out of this predicament? Any help is appreciated. Adam in Air, stressed to a whole new level.
As I said, it can be about literally anything, even advice about mouldy flats that you don't want to give the deposit back to because you won't get it back.
Two words. Gorilla glue. Solved everything for
what
me.
What is that?
Solved everything for me. When I left uni, I had a similar situation where I was demoulding. I'm not saying this will help, but it helped with the wardrobes and the lights and stuff like that.
I've never heard of it.
It's just great.
Gorilla glue.
It just find some glue that will put everything back together.
Okay, what about the mould and the
cave thing? And then you should be all right for another year. The mould thing, I
can't paint the walls.
No, but I did the same. I sort of demoulded.
Why is there mould?
Well, you know, it's a year of living, isn't it?
Open the windows?
Anyway, look, it happens.
I don't get you, students, sometimes.
I'm personally not too sure what you're going to be able to do about this situation. If you can't paint over it, I don't... Poster over the top?
Yes, good idea. Get yourself a cheap poster and put it on the top.
There you go.
Bit of blue tack. It's not going to hurt.
There you go. That's it. There you go. Problem solved.
If you...
Oh, it's in the bathroom.
That's fine. Just put a poster up.
Just put a poster up.
Yeah. I remember once I was renting a flat. This wasn't that long ago. And I didn't get my deposit back because I literally cleaned everything up. I cleaned all the cupboards because you know what they're like. They don't really like giving your deposit back. They like to keep it. But the only thing I forgot, and I literally cleaned it from top to bottom, there was nothing that was meaning that I wouldn't get my deposit back, okay?
Right.
Absolutely everything had been done. But then I failed to realise that I had put two baked bean cans, which were holding up the sofa, where the legs of the sofa used to be at the front, holding up the sofa were two baked bean cans, which had got a bit dented from the time everyone sat
right.
And I didn't get my deposit back again because I forgot to remove the baked bean cans.
Did you put the baked bean cans there?
Yeah, of course I did. Because there was no legs for the sofa, so what am I supposed to sit on? Otherwise, the sofa's going to tip forward.
Yeah, but if you remove the legs from your sofa, you're going to lose your deposit, aren't
you? I didn't remove the legs, they fell off. Next.
Dear Scott, I need the skilled help and expertise of you and PR4L. Glasgow 2013 was a delight, and whilst there, I spied a quite lovely guy. We were bopping along at Frightened Rabbit on the John Peel stage, having a fab time.
Yeah.
Green T-shirt guy, as my friends have coined him, kindly boosted me onto his shoulders for a couple of songs. And then, brackets, insert tragic music here for full effect, he was gone. His pretty spectacled brunette friend, who had commented while I was on his shoulders that he's never felt so cool, politely said, "Don't worry, we'll try not to let him bother you again." "Oh, that's a shame," I replied. And they vanished into the throng. Brackets, exchange tragic instrumental background music for optimistic uplifting here.
Okay.
So, Scott, I'll owe you a big favour if you can help me along with the campaign to find Green T-shirt Guy. I'm aware this has the potential to sound a little creepy and or stalky, but I'm a pretty normal sort of girl, really, and, well, life's just too short. So, if the tall, handsome, green T-shirted, festival-hatted, chivalrous, Frightened Rabbit fan who went to their set at Glasgow with his chatty, dancey couple friends can be found and is a single, optimistic, seize-the-day type, then get in touch. Thanks for the help, Scott and PR4L. Chantelle.
I don't think it's going to be hard to find him at all. How many green T-shirted, chivalrous, single, optimistic, Frightened Rabbit fans must there be? Not many. I'm just saying. There won't be that many.
I just think this is going to be a lot of work.
Why?
And I'm not 100% sure this is a love story I want to get involved in.
But why? I think it's lovely.
I don't know. It hasn't gripped me.
Is it a bit like one of those holiday romances where it's like festival? You got on well at the festival, but afterwards, would you really? Everyone's high on life there, aren't they? Everyone's having a great time.
I think you're right. I think enjoy it as a lovely memory.
Yeah. But if Green T-shirt man is listening, who is a friend of Frightened Rabbit, I've never felt so cool, then maybe you could help us. Well, maybe you saw this thing happen. Maybe you saw him disperse into the throng.
Mm.
Then maybe you could let us know.
But he didn't want to hang around. I mean, that's a sign.
Yeah, there
sorry,
is that.
I don't really want to ruin this, but it's...
sorry for ruining your summer.
I just can't.
Sorry, Chantal.
It can take a lot of work, and
for what?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying, guys. Are we sure we're all that bothered?
I don't know. Chantal, look, it mattered to Chantal.
True.
That you're rubbishing the whole idea of Dear Scott.
I just think he doesn't sound keen.
If he's listening, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, or if you can help us with any of our inquiries on this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Craig James in Inverness, hello.
Hello.
You right?
Very good, how are you?
I'm very, very good. Now, I understand that you've been living up with the locals.
Yeah, last night, we arrived late last night and we went out for some dinner and then out for some drinks because obviously everyone was in such a good mood because of Murray yesterday.
Yes.
The whole of Inverness was buzzing last night for a Sunday. It was great.
So you're out with someone called Johnny Fox?
No, I think the place was called Johnny Fox's.
Oh, right.
And I think that's the place.
What time are you there till having fun with the locals?
Oh, you know, till... Half ten.
Sure.
Half ten latest.
Yeah. Were you merry?
I was merry.
Merry for Murray.
We were merry for Murray. It was what a great day it was yesterday.
Okay, bearing in mind that we're in Inverness and Andy Murray won yesterday, tell us the time you really went to bed.
3?
Yes!
Well, that's good. That's fine. It was, you know, the whole point of this trip is to see as much of these places as possible,
totally.
Meet as many listeners as possible as well. So it's all a work. It's a work trip.
I've had some brilliant, brilliant nights in Inverness.
It's a good place. People are really friendly.
They're really friendly. I love their accent. And that was where I got stuck in that airlock in that nightclub once.
Did you?
Yeah, I couldn't find my way out.
Like something from the Crystal Maze. Automatic lock-in.
It turned out to be my own
fault. Don't who that. Don't you who
can't
the Crystal
who the
Maze.
Crystal Maze. It wasn't me. Right, so you're sofa surfing this week. Tell people how they can get involved.
So the idea of sofa surfing is on the road to Tea in the Park, which is next weekend in Kinross. And the whole point is to see as much of Scotland as we can before we get to Tea in the Park. And we're going to do... We've got Inverness today. We've got Aberdeen tomorrow. Edinburgh on Wednesday. Glasgow on Thursday. And then the site of Tea in the Park on the Friday. And if anyone is listening from those places and they wouldn't mind having me staying over the night in their house and they show me a good time in their local area... Then they can apply through the website to get me to surf on their sofa in the night.
Where are you at the moment?
I'm currently sat in a wonderful BBC house in Inverness, which is home to BBC Scotland and BBC Alba.
I love BBC Alba.
Mm.
I sometimes watch it. I don't know what's going on, but I quite like to watch it.
It's really nice. It's like an old manor house, this place. It's beautiful.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't know whose sofa you're staying on yet tonight?
That's the whole thing. It's all secret. Everyone's whispering and there's people having secret conversations and a million emails are flying around and stuff. We've got people who are going out to find the location for tonight and then I will be blindfolded and taken in a car to this place and with a little overnight bag and a sleeping bag and I will have to just kip in their house and I'll meet them tonight for the first time. And you'll hear it on Zane's show later from 8 o'clock. We'll actually do the reveal live about 8 o'clock tonight, I think. That's the plan.
That's weird that you don't find out until then where you're staying tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the whole the whole point is to make me...
scared.
To make me scared, basically, yeah.
Mm. What are the main concerns in your head? What are you most worried about? I mean, where are you, like...
Well, same concern as last year, which is single old man on his own.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In-house. with a cat. And then me. Okay, scary man in house.
Okay.
With cat.
So, I mean, some nights I guess you'll be...
And no sofa.
Some nights, they will differ, won't they? Because some nights you'll be, you know, heading out for a drink like you did last night, depending on the person. Some nights you'll be in bed by 9, having watched Emmerdale.
Could be.
You just don't know.
We just don't know. A real variety of people. That's what it was last year.
Or keeping guard or something like that, you know. Or, you know, it could be anything, I guess, couldn't it?
Yeah. Well, last year there was three nights where we stayed with some really nice, pleasant students. So I know this year in particular, they're going to try and find slightly more challenging situations for me.
Yep.
So that's the plan.
Oh,
and
wow.
Also because we're seeing a lot more of Scotland than we did last year as well, because we mainly just did Glasgow last year.
Yeah.
So this year we're travelling loads more places. So they're going to try and find maybe more remote, weird little places as well.
Now, what I was saying earlier is that obviously if you're going to stay in someone's house rent-free, you're not charging them for the night. The nice thing to do is to give them a gift to say thank you for letting me stay on your sofa.
Sure.
So what I've done for you every day this week is I have arranged a gift for you to give to the person whose house you're staying in.
Oh, no, okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Now, you don't know what that's going to be until...
Oh, please don't make it weird.
They open it in front of you. So what I've done is, in the room that you're in right now, I've arranged with somebody else on your team to hide it. So that gift is wrapped up and in the room somewhere. So if you'd like to try and find it now, could I just say, don't shake it, like off of Christmas when people try and shake...
Well, have a look now.
Yeah. Don't peek at what it is. Don't open it.
It's not the biggest room. I don't know. Hang on a second. What, is it over...
Now, what's going to happen is when Greg goes round to their house later, he will have to present them with the gift, his new house buddy, and
I've seen something.
Yeah, and he will have to make them open it in front of them. So it's a kind of, hey, thanks for letting me stay in your house.
Okay.
Here's a gift, just to say thanks and show my appreciation. But he doesn't know what it is.
I found something.
We know what it is, don't we?
Why is it wrapped up in really weird wrapping paper, like bears on it?
Yeah, that's what I wanted. That's what I asked for.
So I can't... It's a tube. All I can see is a tube.
That's right.
Can I shake it or not?
No, don't shake it. No.
We've tried to make each one of these presents different every day.
Yeah.
As well, ideally.
Yeah, so it's not the same thing every day. It's a different one for each housemate you get. All right?
Okay. It's, it looks a bit battered.
Yeah.
But it's a tube.
It's really nice.
Tube.
That when you give that as a gift to them, they'll be like, oh, thanks, that's fine. And they'll really appreciate it.
I'm worried... What this is.
That's the idea.
It's fine.
It is fine, though, honestly. I wouldn't put you in an awkward situation at all.
Please, it's not with loads of bees fly at the top of it, is there, or something? Something horrible like that.
No. But I've just come up with a few ideas, which we think would be ideal gifts. Can someone write bees down? Right, cool. All right, so Greg James, at 4 this afternoon. He's sofa surfing all week. Go online if in any of those areas he mentioned in Scotland and you want him to be on your sofa one night. Tonight he's in Inverness. He'll find out later where he's kipping tonight. I'll speak to you a bit, Greg.
Thank you very much. Be through it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And here we are in Studio 82E at BBC Broadcasting House in London on this historic Monday.
It's 3:25.
Did anyone else hear the bum note at the beginning of Blurred Lines in the Live Lounge? Hey, pretty lady by the changing rooms. What do you think? I'm not sure if it's a small or medium. That is My Chemical Romance, and na 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 na. How would you rate your experience with me on Friday?
I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
Dan and Phil, hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Is it a comeback?
Kinda.
Kinda. Just new.
Sorry. Just new.
Yeah.
But it's been a while, I suppose. A great comeback.
Yeah.
Dan wearing particularly impressive shoes today.
Yeah, they're very spiky, aren't they?
They're very good. Self-defense. Would they actually hurt somebody?
I think they would, yeah. I can't kind of like touch my legs or cross my legs without injuring myself.
As he walks along the forest, woodland creatures just die on them.
They're
that spiky.
Impaled, yeah.
They kind of, what are they, like high tops but with spikes on?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
So
like one of those
spikes.
Cars with Roman like wheel shredder things on the side.
Is basically. That fashion? Did you design them yourself?
No.
Are these like a new range?
I think it is fashion though.
Yeah.
100%.
I'll have to take your word for it because I'm not really sure.
Mm.
Okay, so Dan and Phil are here. They do a show every Sunday night on BBC Radio 1 where they ask you to send in your videos for songs. So if you've got any, like maybe you and your mates are making a video for a song and you think, well, I'll send it to Dan and Phil. How do they do that?
Well, all they have to do is make a video to their favourite song and email a link to it to danandphil@bbc.co.uk. But it can be anything. I mean, it's a way that people can control the playlist right after the chart show on our show. But it can be anything, can't it? We have people lip syncing songs. We have people that have sent in their A-level media studies stuff. And then sometimes it's just bizarre, isn't it?
Well, you could just film your animals doing weird stuff
when
and put it to music.
Had too many of those recently.
So. When we did your show a while back, I was so impressed with the level of quality of the video.
They're actually really good, aren't
really
they?
Really good.
Yeah.
So send them in. Have you got a video for us this week that you can highlight for us?
Well, in a Fan Wars, we had Taylor Swift versus Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
And we found some unofficial beef between the two of them.
Okay.
Yeah, we had to stretch quite far, but then someone managed to find some totally legitimate, real, actual beef between
them. That's right.
Totally dissing each other, and it's totally real.
And where is it?
It's on the Radio 1 YouTube right now.
We'll have a look. Okay, Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift. Remember, kids, it's actual beef.
Yeah, it happened.
And that's on the YouTube channel now. Okay, Dan and Phil are playing Real or No Real with Chris. Are you keeping score, Christopher?
I am indeed.
Okay, good. Let's play.
The Swedish love dance music so much that a new craze for lunch hour raves is sweeping the country.
It doesn't surprise me if that's true. having just been to Sweden... They love it.
I swear every female electro act in the entire world is from Sweden.
So yeah,
it's
true.
Iconopop, Robin, blah, 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 blah.
And
blah, blah, blah.
A lot of really quite good pop stars.
Yeah, I know.
When you went there, Scott, was everyone raving?
With their paninis.
Well, it was a constant rave, Chris, because it was the Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh,
of
wow.
Course.
What so, a time. Yes.
Maybe that inspired this new thing.
Don't know. But do the Swedish rave in their lunch breaks?
I like this idea. I like this idea that it would be a craze that sort of sweeps the nation, and maybe it could be a trend of things to come, you know, towards this part of the world as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, people like to do yoga during their lunch breaks, don't they, in offices? So I think that lunchtime raving could be a new kind of Zumba, you know?
Yeah.
Whack on some Loreen.
Tune.
No, best song ever.
Absolutely tune. Now, Sweden's only 1 hour ahead of us, so maybe people in their lunch break use this show to rave to in actual Sweden. Let us know if you're out there, you Swedes.
I'd like to think that's happening.
Raving to new Whistle Kicks.
Yeah. So, real or no real?
I'm going to say real on this one.
I want it to be real, real.
I'm more about a 3 hour power nap than a rave, so I'm going to say no real.
That one's real.
It's a huge it's a huge thing in Sweden.
Wow.
Hundreds of these clubs at lunchtime all over the country.
No, that's amazing.
But the DJs have to stop after an hour, obviously.
Okay.
Get
funny.
Back to work.
Turn the lights on.
And now, another one. But is this real or no real?
Ollie Murr's house contains 5 bedrooms and 1 hat room.
A hat room.
He's got a lot.
He does.
He's accrued them over the last 3 or 4 years.
Mm. If you've got the monies there, you would set up a hat room, wouldn't you? Or shoes room.
Mm.
I've heard of someone else who has a hat room. I can't remember who it was.
Bruno Mars.
It
Neo.
Was literally someone just has a room for their hats.
Must have so many hats to have an entire room for them, though.
Charlie Slough's got a whole shoe room.
Yeah,
doesn't
really.
Surprise me.
Wow.
I know. Shock. But does Murs have a hot hat room? You don't really ever see him in the same one twice.
No.
No, it's true. Maybe he throws them away straight after wearing them.
What do celebrities do with clothes? Because they wear something different every day. Do they just keep it? Because they'd have to buy houses just for clothes. Do they send them back?
I know that... I read an interview once, I think it was with Kylie.
Yeah.
And she said that she takes them all to her local charity shop. So if you live in an area where you know there's a pop star there, get down the charity shop because all their stuff will be in there for like cheap.
Yeah. Mm. That's good.
Well, you vacuum. You got me onto this thing, didn't you? It was this...
vacuum pack.
Yeah, this way of cramming in as much into your luggage as possible.
Oh,
but it's
yeah,
also
yeah,
good
yeah.
for storage, is where you sort of vacuum pack your clothes.
It's wow.
Good.
Can't do that with hats, though. That'd ruin them. You need a room to display them.
So does Murs have a hat room?
I don't think he has a hat room.
No, I wouldn't. No.
I'm saying real.
That one is no real.
You know he will, though, at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about this?
You have a mini brain in your stomach. It's the same size as a cat's brain.
What? What? No, you... What?
Well, because it's like, ooh, I'm hungry. See, that's your stomach brain.
Oh, right. Your stomach brain. But it's an actual thing that is...
I thought
existing.
That just sends signals to your actual brain as opposed to having an actual cat-sized brain in your stomach.
I kind of think you might be right.
Mm, am I on something?
I think this is just ridiculous.
I was quite good at biology.
Were you?
Yeah.
I'll take your word on it then.
I got a B.
Over to you, Phil, with the B in biology. Would,
yeah.
Would you think this is something that that might happen?
I don't remember drawing a tiny brain on that body diagram in the stomach. So I'm going to say no real.
No real. What?
Mm, no real.
That one is real.
No, it's not.
What's
okay,
not
it is.
What are you on about?
Okay, can I just say it's basically real.
Okay.
Right, okay.
The science around it is a little more complicated.
Uh-huh.
So your stomach has neurons in it, like the brain.
Really?
And there are as many in there as in a cat's brain. You know when you get like butterflies when you're nervous?
Yeah.
That's your stomach brain.
That's so weird.
I see.
I know.
I don't feel comfortable anymore.
Technically wrong. That's the worst kind of wrong.
Yes. Yeah. But tell your friends, your brain's got a stomach. And finally, on today's Real or No Real with Dan and Phil and Chris,
Bradley Cooper and Gerard Butler brought a shared picnic box to the Wimbledon men's final yesterday, which contained cucumber sandwiches, strawberries, cream and protein shakes.
They were the best thing about it, weren't they?
Everyone was talking about them.
That
Everyone
was so
is
cute.
Talking about them.
I know, because they were just doing a selfie like normos.
Yeah.
But why were they together, for one?
Because they're Hollywood actors.
And they like tennis and stuff.
Okay, and that's the only reason? Or was it coincidence?
I've got this theory that all of those people in Hollywood know each other and they all go around to each other's houses all the time.
Yeah, I think they do that.
I think it's a very close-knit community.
They can't talk to real people.
No, and I think exactly that. That's why they all go out with each other, because I think it's a very close-knit community of the circle of trust.
Yeah.
You see? And they can't speak to normos because what if you can't trust them? So keep it within the circle of trust.
Yeah, then they take selfies to remind us that we're still like them, so
That's
they're not
right.
too alienating.
Let's make the general public think that we're like them.
Take some selfies in our fancy blue suits.
Yeah. So what was this one? A picnic that they bought with protein shakes? And...
Yeah, and your average, normal stuff you get in a picnic hamper at Wimbledon, the cucumber sandwiches, the strawberries.
Yeah.
But added protein shakes.
I imagine they have to take protein shakes.
Because they're so
wherever
buff.
They go, always. Yeah, or they'll deflate.
I've never eaten a cucumber sandwich.
Nor have I, actually. It sounds awful.
No, it's really good.
Watery and gross.
No, it's really good.
Have you ever had a protein shake?
No.
No.
You never had a protein shake, Phil?
No.
They vary.
Can you tell?
They vary in quality. So, Gerard and Bradley having a picnic hamper, real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
I want to believe because they're my ultimate dream couple, but no. What? No.
No, no real.
That one is no real.
Oh!
I don't think I got any points.
Oh.
No, you did.
Oh.
I got 20 points, Phil got 10 points, only the 10, and Dan got 30, which makes him
yes!
winning.
Yes, Dan!
Hey!
Okay, go and have a look at the beef between Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Dan and Phil back on your radio Sunday at 7 p.m. and here next Monday. Thanks, guys.
Boom, thank you.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi, Scott.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
What did you see on one of the montages?
In the Laura Robson game in the earlier week, there was a beetle just crawling over the grass in really slow motion.
Right.
The commentator tried to make a joke about it as well. He was like, Harry Styles tweeted Laura Robson, and now the Beatles are here watching her. Ha 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 ha.
Oh, God.
It's such a...
I love a commentator joke, I do. All right, thank you very much, Brittany.
Okay,
love
you,
bye. Yes. Oh, look, there goes a beetle walking across the screen. Some people are saying it's for the small number of viewers that are watching it in 3D or HD.
Could well be.
Could be. Those were the best bits of Monday's show. You can download us again tomorrow. Scott Mills Daily. Subscribe and get it for free on your MP3 player. Tomorrow, 1:45, Innuendo Bingo with Dev.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
T-shirted, chivalrous, single, optimistic, frightened rabbit fans must there be? Not many.
Not 100% sure this is a love story I want to get involved in. Just, it hasn't gripped me.
It's like, it's a tube. All I can see is a tube.
That's right.
That's right.
Sarah said, oh, it's nice of you to bring your nieces in. They weren't his nieces.